The words that are recorded in Deuteronomy.
那么在这一段日子的里头
during this period of time,
我们估计大概有我们不晓得准确的日子。
We don't know exactly, the, period.
我们就是知道他们在第四十年的十一月初一到了，摩西就向以色列人说生命记的话。
All we know that is approximately on the 40th year, on the 11th, the first day of the 11th month, that God began to speak through Moses, the words that are recorded in Deuteronomy.
那摩西说完了这些话。
And after Moses finished these words,
神就让他上尼泊山去看迦南地。
Then God led Moses up to Mount Nebo, to look upon the land of Canaan.
然后摩西就死在那里。
And at that point in time, then God took Abraham. I'm sorry, God took Moses.
那当摩西死了以后。
After Moses passed away,
以色列人就为他哀哭了三十天。
The Israelites wept for and mourned for Moses for 30 days.
那么这三十天过了以后
After these 30 days passed,
神就向约书亚说话。
Then God began to speak to Joshua.
要让他领接上摩西来领以色列人进入迦南
and declared it for him to follow Moses to lead the Israelites into Canaan.
那么他们以色列人在第二年的二月初十日就过了约旦河。
So the Israelites crossed the Jordan River
at the next year
On the 10th day of the second month of the next year.
那所以从十一月初一到二月初十，那这里边有七十天的功夫。
There is approximately then 70 days where during this period of time where God taught them lessons between November of the 40th year to the to February of the next year.
应该是一百天。
There actually is 100 days during this period.
但减掉了他们为摩西哀哭的30天。
But then you would take away the 30 days when they were mourning and weeping for Moses' passing.
那说以色列人在摩亚平原有七十天的功夫是这话该是说那除了他们为摩西哀哭那三十天他们有七十天的功夫在约旦河东
So out, besides the 30 days when they wept and mourned for Moses' passing there were 70 days worth of a period of time when Godtaught them the lessons that they needed as they were situated to the east of the Jordan River.
所以我们没有办法计算得到他们究竟在约旦河东摩西讲生命记以前有多少天。
So we actually cannot calculate...
对不起在讲生命记这一段话是讲了多少天。
We cannot calculate for sure how many days God...utilize Moses to speak the words that are recorded in Deuteronomy.
那但是我们就晓得。
But we know this.
那在这段日子的里面，以色列人是非常非常的困惑。
Confusion.
But during this period of time, the Israelites were very much confused.
因为他们。让摩西带到约旦河东
because as Moses had led them to the east of the Jordan River
还没有进迦南
they have yet to step foot into Canaan
摩西就死了
and at that point in time Moses died
那么前面的日子
and then in the days ahead
那他们该如何往前走呢
how were they to continue their path onward
谁来领他们进去呢
who was to lead them
就说有一个人起来领他们进去。
And even if an individual were to rise up and to lead them into the land,
那他能不能像摩西那样有能力可以把他们领进去呢？
Can that individual have the abilities that were exhibited in Moses to lead them into that land?
那这是一般的以色列人有的困惑。
And this is one difficulty that a portion of the Israelites had.
当然在当时来说约书亚是唯一可以来做他们首领的。
Of course on the other hand Joshua was the one individual who could have led them,
因为神曾经借着摩西做了这样的安排。
Because God had made this arrangement through Moses.
但是问题在这里，
But the question still existed.
摩西在一天，
Moses was there one day.
约书亚充其量只是一个副手。
For each day that Moses was present, Joshua was still an assistant.
那让他完全的把整个以色列人都担在他的肩上，他也许没有这样的勇气。
For Joshua, he would not have the courage at that point in time to take the lead, the leadership role.To lead the Israelites.
因为以色列人这一个民族啊很复杂，在出埃及一直到民数记里头我们都一再一再的看见。
As we see throughout from the very moment that the Israelites were led out of Egypt even till now, they were a very complicated group in and of themselves.
又不服神的权柄，
They were not submissive to the authority of God.
又主意多多。
And they had many ideas of, them for, of their own.
彼此不肯顺服。
They were disobedient.
Each other.
They were not willing to submit to each other, neither.
那所以在这样复杂的光景的底下，约书亚本身也实在是很有一点的困惑。
And so, under these circumstances, Joshua himself also had much difficulty to face.
但是就在他们感觉到困惑，不知道如何往前走的时候，
But as they were in this confused state, not knowing how they were to proceed,
神就说话了。
God spoke.
向约书亚说话。
God spoke through Joshua.
那这是约书亚记的开始。
And this is the beginning of the book of Joshua.
那弟兄姊妹，这里面有些弟兄就以为是这样。
Now, under these circumstances, there are certain brethren who interpret it in this fashion.
摩西是代表律法。
That Moses represented the law.
所以律法永远不能领人进迦南。
And the law will never be able to lead man into Canaan.
因为摩西只是经过红海。
Because Moses had passed through the Red Sea.
Because
Moses had only passed through the Red Sea.
那过红海是得救的一个表明。
And passing the Red Sea symbolizes salvation.
所以光是得救又凭着律法，那是没有办法享用迦南。
So just having salvation and just having the law is not sufficient to lead one into Canaan.
因为过红海是恩典。
Because crossing the Red Sea, being able to cross the Red Sea is a matter of grace.
律法就不是恩典。
And law is not a matter, of grace.
过红海让他们接受一个蒙恩的地位。
Crossing the Red Sea meant that they were in a blessed place.
但是要享用神应许里头的丰富。
But in order to enjoy the abundance, the riches of what God has arranged,
那就不能仅仅只靠一个得救的地位。
That does not just depend on the mere fact that you are saved.
必须要有更深一步的经历，才能进到恩典的丰富。
But rather you must have a deeper experience before you are able to enter into the riches.
所以要有约书亚兴起来领以色列人过约旦河，那这样就进入迦南地。
And so it was then up to Joshua, an individual that needed to be raised up to pass through the Jordan River, and then they're able to enter into Canaan.
那当然这个说法是很能说明摩西完成了他的任务，而约书亚来接上他，来完成神的托付。
This interpretation can may be sufficient to explain what Moses had done, and that he was able to accomplish in terms of his duties, and then also to explain what Joshua's duties were as well.
那根据历史来说出这样的一些预表的事实，我们可以接受。
In terms of historical events, we can accept this interpretation.
但是说神定规了，摩西一定不能进迦南，那这个说法恐怕有点过分。
But if we look at it from the perspective of that God had already specified that Moses could not enter into Canaan, then this interpretation was a little bit off.
那当然我们承认律法绝对不能领人进入神的丰富。
On the one hand, we can be assured that the law in and of itself cannot lead man into Canaan.
但是必须经过律法的阶段，人才会去寻求恩典。
But at the same time, man must pass through the law in order to come to grace.
那所以我们读到约书亚的时候，
So when we come to the book of Joshua,
我们就看到另一段的故事了。
Then we see that there is another story that lies ahead.
那约书亚记以前，
Prior to Joshua,
我们一直都从出埃及开始一直到生命记的末了，我们看见的是得救的故事。
From Exodus, from the beginning of Exodus to the end of Deuteronomy, we see that the story is focused on salvation.
那么从约书亚开始，我们所看见的乃是一个得胜的故事。
But beginning from the book of Joshua, what we see then is the story of victory.
在神的救赎的计划的里头。
According to the will of God, in regards to redemption.
那我们是看到有三个阶段的。
We see that there are three aspects.
一个是得救。
Firstly, there is salvation.
再一个是得胜。
The next portion is to be victorious.
最末了是得荣耀。
And then lastly, to gain glory.
那现在以色列人已经走过了得救的那一段了。
Up to this point, the Israelites have passed through this period of salvation.
他们要，所以他们不再在埃及了。
They are no longer in Egypt.
但是他们要进到应许的丰富，他们必须追求得胜。
But if they desire to enter into the richness of the promise, then they must pass into a victorious life.
那所以约书亚记给我们所看到的是一个得胜的历史。
So what the book of Joshua records for us is a history of victorious life.
有些弟兄说约书亚记是旧约的以弗所书。
Some brothers say that Joshua is actually the book of the Old Testament's book of Ephesians.
那我们感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank our God.
当我们来看约书亚记的时候，
When we begin to study the book of Joshua,
我们要留意到约书亚记整个的中心的信息。
We must focus and understand what the primary theme of the book of Joshua is
得胜而承受产业
is to gain victory and to receive or attain the inheritance.
那这是我们读约书亚记的时候我们所掌握的那一条主线。
And this is the primary theme, the line that we must hold fast to as we study the book of Joshua.
那当我们读进约书亚记以前
before we enter into the book of Joshua,
那以色列人还是在约旦河东。
We realize that the Israelites are still to the east of the Jordan River.
他们正对着耶利哥，但是还是在约旦河东。
They are facing the city of Jericho, but they are still on the east side of the Jordan River.
那我这里有一个最近拍回来的照片。
What I have in my hand is a recent photo.
就是站在尼泊山那里拍的。
And this is taken from Mount
Naphor.
And you can see the city of Jericho in the far distance.
当天我还没有把雾拍得出来，因为那天雾那个雾那个雾很浓。
On that day when I took it, it was quite foggy.
那稍微远处几乎好像看不见东西。
And it seems that it's very difficult to distinguish what is in the far distance.
但是镜头的那个分析力比我们眼睛还要强。
But the lens camera was much more acute than my eyesight.
用什么可以？我传过去，你就可以传到那里看一看。
And I'll pass the photo around, and you will be able to see.
以色列人当时就是在这个称为摩亚平原，就是山底下的那个，还是起伏伏的那些地，那个摩亚平原在那里扎营。
At that time, as it is in the foreground, the Israelites were situated in the plains of Moab.
那你看到远处那里，
and then,
这里有一片绿洲。
And in the far distance, in the middle of the photo, there you can see an oasis.
那一片绿洲就是耶利哥。
That oasis is Jericho.
那整个那一带的地方都是枯枯黄黄的。
All around, all you see are wilderness plains.
只有耶利哥那一点点地方是青绿的。
And there is just Jericho, this one small area that is of greenery.
那你就看到当时以色列人在那样的一个地理环境的里头。
As you can see, as the Israelites were encamped here in this the plains,
他们非要进迦南不可。
They wanted so much to enter into Canaan, and they could not but to enter.
因为他们走了四十年那个大而可怕的旷野，好不容易才来到这个地方，但是这个地方仍然不是一个好地方。
Don't forget, they have traveled for 40 some odd years throughout the wilderness areas with a hope and a desire that they would come to this wonderful place, and yet now that they have come to the banks of it, and yet this place that they see was not such a beautiful place.
那另外一个照片，你就可以看到摩亚平原是如何的荒凉。
Now I have another photo here, and this illustrates what type of place the plains of Moab is, and what a wilderness it truly is.
那所以在以色列人这个非常感觉困惑。下不了决心的时候，
So as the Israelites were in this confused state, unable to make a determination one way or another,
神说话，
God began to speak.
那我们现在回到约书亚记第一章来。
Let us now turn to the first chapter of the book of Joshua.
那第一节。耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说
Verse 1 After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aid.
弟兄姊妹们，这一个约书亚记的开头是非常重要的一个转捩点。
Brothers and sisters, this particular beginning of the book of Joshua is an extremely important turning point.
当人不知道该如何往前的时候，
when man does not know how he is to proceed ahead,
神说话了，
God speaks.
神说话了，
God speaks.
那神一说话，
and once God speaks,
整个事情就有了转机，
the entire situation now is turned around.
那弟兄姊妹，这是非常重要的一件事情。
Now brothers and sisters, this is an extremely important matter.
我们现在读的是约书亚记，
When, as we have read in Joshua,
但是神向人说话给人有转机，那确实一个属灵的法则。
We can read it in Joshua, but when God speaks to man, that truly is a turning point of the
spiritual principle.
When God speaks to man, that is a primary spiritual principle that is revealed.
不管人落在一个什么样的光景里，
and it doesn't matter to what state man has fallen into,
只要神说话，
but as long as God speaks,
事情就有转机，
then the entire situation can turn around.
只要神说话，
all it requires is for God to speak,
道路就打开，
and there is a way that is opened.
那我们感谢赞美神，
we praise and thank our God.
不仅是当日神对约书亚是这样领他走出那个困境，
Not only does God lead Joshua out of this difficult situation,
那神也是同样不住的向人说话来把人领出一切的困惑，
But God also continues today to speak to man to lead man out of his own difficult situation.
我们常常说神是说话的神。
We constantly remind brothers and sisters that God is the God who speaks.
神是用他的话来做工的神。
And God is one who utilizes his words to accomplish his works.
所以当我们活在神向人说话的光景里，
And so if we live in a state where we are under the light of God's words,
那我们就活了。
Then we will also be alive.
如果我们活的日子里头缺少神的话，
But if we live in a place, in a state,
那我们就很不容易走过我们所面对的那些困惑。
That is, without God's words, then it will be extremely difficult for us to be able to escape from our difficult situation.
那现在我们先来看看神说话的时候他说了什么话。
So now let us see, when God actually begins to speak, what does he actually say?
那从第二节开始一直到那个十一节，
From verse 2 to verse 11,
这一段话是神向约书亚说的话。
These are the words that God spoke through Joshua.
里头有几个很重要的部分。
And there are several important aspects to this.
那我们按照它一个部分一个部分来看看。
And we'll take it portion by portion.
那头一个部分，神说的话是什么呢？
What is the first portion in God's words?
只有一句话。
There is actually just one sentence.
我的仆人摩西死了。
Moses, my servant, is dead.
那弟兄姊妹们，这一句话表面上看来好像是神在述说一件事。
Brother and sister, this particular sentence on the surface seems to be merely a statement by God of what has transpired.
但是听在约书亚的耳朵里，
butFor Joshua, when he hears these very words from God,
或者说今天我们读到这一个话的时候，
or for us today, when we come to this point in our reading,
我们远超过神在述说一件事这样简单的事实来体会到很重要的事情。
We should realize that from this very simple sentence that God is speaking to us,in regards to a very much more important fact.
那么当人落在困惑里头的时候，
when man comes to a dead end,
常常会有一个错觉，
oftentimes there would be he would have a misconception.
神为什么隐藏起来？
Why is it that God has hidden himself from me?
神为什么不听我的祷告?
Why does God not hear my prayers?
神为什么好像把我们丢弃了?
Why is it that it seems that God has forsaken us?
那丢这么就在我们落在困惑的里头常常会发生的一个心思上的难处。
These are the difficulties that often would arise within our own hearts when we come to this, when we come to an end.
我不知道当时约书亚有没有这样的一个感觉。
I'm not sure if Joshua had the same type of feeling or not.
但是当神向约书亚讲话的时候
，But when God begins to speak to Joshua,
神说我的仆人摩西死了。
The first thing he says is that Moses, my servant, is dead.
那明明提醒约书亚说，我知道。
And it's very clear that God is reminding Joshua that I know what has happened.
我知道我的仆人摩西死了。
I know that my servant Moses is dead.
可是我们把它拆开来再看深一看深入一点。
Now let's delve into it.A little bit more.
摩西死了，这个事情我知道。
The fact that Moses is dead is a fact that I am aware of.
所以你不要以为我说我不知道。
So don't misconstrue that I do not know this fact.
我完全知道。
I know it in all detail.
你们现在的所处的环境，我也。
And I am also well aware of your situation that you have just experienced.
摩西离开你们的这件事情，我一样是知道。
The fact that Moses is now taken away from you, I know it each and every aspect.
我并没有打瞌睡，看不见摩西不在你们中间。
I did not fall asleep and was not aware that Moses has passed away.
从前我是。跟摩西说话，把话传给以色列人。
In the past, I spoke to Moses, and Moses spread forth my words through to the Israelites.
那摩西不在了，我就没有向以色列人当中再说什么话。
And since Moses is no longer present, so I did not speak to the Israelites.
虽然几十天的功夫我没有说话。
So during these past days, I have not spoken.
但是并不等于说我不知道。
But it does not mean that I am not aware of the situation.
我完全知道。
I know it in all its detail.
那我们再深一层来留意。
Now if we take note of this on a deeper level.
摩西死了。
Moses has died.
那摩西是谁呢？
Now who is Moses though?
神说是我的仆人。
God tells us that Moses was his servant.
我所使用的人。
A man that I have used
是替我做工的人
A man that works for me
他要成全我的旨意在你们中间的那一个人
A man who told you, the Israelites, of all of my thoughts
那我是他的主人
I am his master
那他的一切都是根据我的调度
Everything about Moses was done according to my command.
Arrangement.
According to my arrangement.
那摩西跟我的关系是这样的。
And now this is the relationship between Moses and me.
那他死啊，我哪里会不知道呢？
And so since, how could it be that I would not be aware of his death?
所以摩西死了。这个事情你们不必看得太重要。
So, in regarding this matter of Moses' death, do not be so overly concerned about it.
虽然在感情上你们感觉会难过。
Even though emotionally you might feel it's a difficult time.
但是在神的计划或者说神的旨意执行上面，摩西已经做完他所要做的。
But from the perspective of God's will, Moses has already completed the task that was given to him.
那所以我就把他接回去。
And because of that, I have taken him back.
所以摩西的死不是偶然的。
So the death of Moses is not just coincidental.
是我安排的。
It was arranged by me.
是我定规的。
I was the one that arranged for it.
那所以我的仆人摩西死了，你们不必为这个事情抬不起头来。
So even though my servant Moses has died, do not be so overwrought by it.
你们要看的不是看摩西。
Because what you need to focus on is not on Moses.
你们要看的是看我。
What you need to focus on is on me.
从前摩西在你们中间的时候，他也不过只是把我所要做的传给你们。
When Moses was present amongst you, what he did was merely to manifest my arrangements to you.
那所以他在或者他不在，这个并不影响我在你们中间的事实。
So whether he is present or not should not affect my relationship to you.
那这就是当我们细细来留意神开始说的那些话，你就看见这话里面有何等重的分量在那里。
So when we inspect the words of the very first words of God very meticulously, we will understand that there is a great command there that is included in those words.
那现在我们来看神说的第二件事情。
So now let's look to see what the second aspect of God's words were.
那第二件事情是什么呢？
What is the second phrase?
他说现在你要起来和众百姓过着约旦河往我所要赐给以色列人的地区。
Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land that I'm about to give them to the Israelites.
那摩西不在了，这个事情我知道。
Now Moses is no longer here. I am well aware of that.
但是你不要老是在摩西死了这个事情上兜圈子。
But do not be do not just go around in circles just because of Moses' passing.
你必须要抬起头来。
You must still continue to focus ahead.
你听我说。
Listen to my voice.
你现在要起来。
You must now arise.
摩西不在，你在。
Moses is no longer here, but you are here.
你现在要起来。
Right now, you must arise.
你起来做什么？
Now what are you to do as you arise?
领以色列人到我应许赐给他们的地。
Arise and lead my people, the Israelites, into the land that I will give them.
这是神直接的托付。
This is God's direct this is God's direct commission.
那直接就让约书亚去接受一个差遣。
To call out to Joshua to take up this commission.
那我们感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank our God.
神要成全他的旨意。
God will fulfill His will.
神就不住地兴起人来。
And God continues to call out, to call men to come up to do His work.
我们都晓得神的旨意的成就是一个非常长期的工作。
We know that the fulfillment of God's will is a long and continuous process.
那人是受限制。
Man, however, is limited.
摩西有120岁。
Moses was 120 years old.
但是并不是所有的人都能够有120年。
But not everyone is able to live till 120.
那人就是这样一代一代的过去。
And man will pass from generation to generation.
但是神的旨意的成就却不能在一代的里头来做完。
But God's will cannot be completed within any one generation.
那所以是一代一代一代的，那接按照神的那个旨意的执行来去成全神所要做的。
And so then generation by generation, according to God's arrangement, His will be done.
摩西不可能永远在他们当中。
Moses cannot continue on to lead them.
总有一天摩西要离开他们。
There will come that day when Moses will be taken away from them.
但是神又兴起人来。
But then God will raise up another.
先说约书亚，现在是你。
And God is telling Joshua that you are that individual now.
你现在就要起来。
Now you must arise.
你不能在那个忧伤的里头。
You cannot continue on as an assistant.
No, in sorrow.
You cannot continue on wallowing in sorrow.
你不能继续在那个困惑的里头。
You cannot continue in that confused state.
你必须看见。
You must see.
神所要做的一定要做成功。
That what God deems to do must be completed.
现在是你来接上摩西，来去做摩西没有做成的工。
Now it is only that now you are to arise to complete what Moses did not complete.
所以现在你要起来。
So now you must arise.
和众百姓过这个约旦河。
To lead the people across the Jordan River.
往我所要赐给以色列人的地去。
To the land that I am about to give to them.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Now brothers and sisters.
做了一个差遣。
This commission.
乃是把约书亚带回神的应许，也是神的旨意的里头。
Is to bring Joshua into God's promise and into God's arrangement.
那既然是神的应许
，It is God's promise still.
既然是神的计划
，It is still God's arrangement.
那在神这样的一个差遣的里边
，And for God's commission.In this commission,
神让约书亚感觉得到，不是约书亚一个人去承担这样的一个工作。
God wants for Joshua to understand that it is not a work that Joshua must bear by himself.
因为神必按照他的应许和他的旨意来陪着约书亚去做成神所要做的。
For God will lead Joshua according to God's promise, according to God's will, to complete the work that God wishes to do.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个是也是一个很重要的看见。
Now this is also an extremely important vision.
就如同我们今天蒙神选召，活在神的教会。
Just as it is for us today, we who comprise the Church of God.
那要是我们看教会的光景和教会的历史
When we look at the status of the church today or we look at the history of the church
我们总是觉得怎么能成就神所要做的
We would wonder how could it be that we would be able to fulfill God's work to complete His will
那我们要是看这些事物的时候，我们定会是灰心失望的。
When we look upon this generation,
these facts.
When we look at these facts, then we would feel that it is completely hopeless.
And disappointed.
And we will be very disappointed.
但是神把我们带回他的旨意和他的应许里。
But God leads us into His promise and into His will.
叫我们那个着眼点不是在那个眼见的事物。
From our perspective, it is not, we cannot just limit ourselves to what we can see.
我们那个着眼点乃是回到神的那个旨意和他的应许里。
But our perspective should be to be brought back into God's promise and into God's will.
当我们一看到神的计划的时候
and when we see God's arrangement,
那我们就知道这个事情是神要做的
then we would see that this task is a task that God wished to complete.
不是我们要做的
it is not something that I want to complete.
如果是我们要做的我们放弃了那也无所谓
Now, if it's something that I want to complete, even if we give up on it, it wouldn't matter much.
但是这个事情是神要做的。
But if this matter is something that God wishes to complete,
如果神不放弃的话，我们怎么能说放弃呢？
If God is not willing to give up on it, how could we possibly say that we are going to give up on it?
那当我们看到神的计划，我们里面就有这样的一个提升。
When we see this arrangement, God's arrangement,then we should have courage, or we should have courage from within.
那若是我们看到那是神的应许，
and when we realize that that is God's promise,
那我们也就看到既然是神的应许，
then we should see that since it is God's promise,
那神就负责去完成它，
then surely God will bear the responsibility to complete it.
既然神是主要的负责的，
for God is theprimary one who will be he is faithful to bear his responsibility.
那我们有什么重担是我们所担不起的呢？
What right do what right to do we have to feel that we are so heavy laden with it?
神自己他要担起他的责任。
God has stated that he will bear the responsibility for it.
因为他应许了要做这一件事。
Because he promised that he will complete this.
那我们来看主神上约书亚说的这个话。
When we come back to the text of Joshua and see what
is said. 你领众百姓过这约旦河。
You get ready and lead my people across the Jordan River.
往我所要赐给以色列人的地区。
Into the land that I'm about to give to them.
这个事情什么时候起头呢？
Now who is the one?
No, 这个事情
How will this matter begin?
那是亚伯拉罕的日子的事。
It concerns the sons of Abraham.
那从亚伯拉罕那时一直到现在已经是440年了。
Sorry, it begins actually from Abraham.From the time of Abraham to now, it is already 440 some odd years.
那四百四十年过去了。
After 440 some odd years,
神没有忘记他的应许。
God still has not yet forgotten his promise.
虽然在这一段日子里头，以色列人所经过的是非常不容易的一些事情。
Even though during this period of time, the path that the Israelites have had to cross was not an easy one.
在埃及四百年。
They were in the land of Egypt for 400 years.
对不起，我还是说错了。
No, actually, I have made a mistake.
从亚伯拉罕到这一个时候，我们要准确的计算，那应该是500多年。
Actually, from the time of Abraham,to this current time in, of Joshua, we don't really have an accurate count, but it should be upwards of 500 some odd years.
那我们就看到神没有忘记他的应许。
But we see that God still has not yet forgotten his promises.
尽管四百年在埃及做奴隶。
Even though they were enslaved in Egypt for 400 years.
尽管四十年在旷野里头兜圈。
Even though they wandered in the wilderness,For 40 years.
但是这些没有叫神忘记他的应许。
But none of these circumstances has caused God to forget his promise.
更重要的。
But what's more important?
这一批以色列人都是不成才的，不成器的。
不行，
It's not good enough.
Not only that, but that none of this group of Israelites is really good and has any good in them.
但是神也没有因着他们的愚昧而忘记他的应许。
But God did not forget his promises just because of that situation neither.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这些话听在约书亚的耳朵的里边，你想约书亚的感觉是怎么样的？
Oh, brothers and sisters, when these words are heard by Joshua's ears,What type of feeling do you think Joshua had?
我想神光是说这两件事情也就够了。
I think that just these two aspects of God's words as they were spoken were sufficient.
但是感谢神。
But thanks be to God.
他说话没有说到这里就停止。
God did not end here in his words.
那他继续地往下说。
But he continued onward.
那说什么呢?
What else did he say?
说到那个应许地是怎样会让他们去得到。
He told them how this promised land was to be given to them.
那我们从第三节来看看。
Let's begin with verse 3.
他说凡你们脚掌所踏之地我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。
I will give you every place where you set your foot as I promised Moses.
从旷野和这利巴嫩直到伯拉大河赫人的全地又到大海日落之处都要做你们的境界。
Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river the Euphrates all the Hittite country to the great sea on the west.
你平生的日子并无一人能在你面前站立得住。
No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life.
我怎样与摩西同在也必照样与你同在。
As I was with Moses, so I will be with you.
我必不撇下你也不丢弃你。
I will never leave you nor forsake you.
你当刚强壮胆因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业就是我向他们列祖起誓应许赐给他们之地。
Be strong and courageous because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them.
那弟兄姊妹你看神继续说了这一段话。
Now brothers and sisters you see that God continues on with his words to speak these phrases, these sentences.
乃是说出约书亚你怎样去得着这一块地
with the purpose of telling Joshua how he was to attain this land
你怎么去得着呢
how will you attain it
去你是要去的
you must for sure you must go
但是你去你就能得着吗
but is there all there is that you just go there and you acquire this land
你必须要去
well for sure you must go
因为你去你就能得着
because if you go then you will acquire it
因为你去是根据我的差遣去的
because as you go you are going in accordance to my sending you
我应许你们你们脚掌踏到哪里你们就得着到哪里
I have promised you that wherever you step your foot then that will become your land
我们用新约的话来这样说
If we look at this from the using New Testament vocabulary
在神那荣耀的丰富的应许里
within God's glorious abundantPromise,
你信到哪里你就享用到哪里
If you believe then you will obtain it
Whatever
you believe you will be able to acquire it However much you believeThat's how much you will gain.
那弟兄们，这是一个非常重要的事。
Now this is an extremely important matter.
神让约书亚先接受一个顺服神安排的催促。
First, God wants for Joshua to be obedient to God's sending.
你必须用你的脚掌踏在那些地。
You must set your foot upon the land.
你踏到哪里，你就得到哪里。
Wherever you set your foot, then you will acquire that land.
你平生的日子没有一个人可以阻挡你。
There will be no one who will be able to hinder you.
那所以就放胆去把你的脚掌踏在那里。
So have the courage. set your foot down and acquire it.
你能这样做的个秘诀在什么地方呢？
What is the secret to you're obtaining this land?
不是因为你的脚掌有多大的能力。
It's not so much that your foot has any authority.
乃是因为我的同在。
But it is because of my presence with you.
那我现在允许你。
I am now promising you.
我怎样与摩西同在，我也必照样与你同在。
Just as I was with Moses, I will also be with you.
我必不撇下你。
I will never leave you.
也不丢弃你。
And never forsake you.
那我不放弃你。
Now, I am not going to let go of you.
那既然是这样。
And since that is the case,
那你就可以放心了。
Then you can rest assured.
你就可以放胆的领众百姓过约旦河了。
Then you can rest assured and lead the people across the Jordan River.
那我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
神在这里说话说得非常的透彻。
God has spoken His words. Very specifically,
说得非常非常的明亮。
And his words have is an enlightenment.
那是约书亚绝不能、绝不可能听不见。
So Joshua could not have the excuse that he could not understand.
也不可能听不清楚。
It couldn't be that he would be unclear about what God has said.
约书亚里面。他能领会到一件事。
For Joshua, he should have an understanding.
既然神与我同去，
knowing that God goes with me,
那还有什么我承担不了呢？
What else then could hinder me? What else can I be bothered with?
他会回头来想摩西过去那些年日。
He would reflect on the days that Moses passed.
摩西在神面前也不是说没有软弱的时候。
It's not that Moses did not have periods when he was weak before God.
但是摩西已经领以色列人走出埃及，也走出旷野。
But still, Moses led the people out of Egypt and out of the wilderness.
那不是凭摩西一个人他的本事。
And it's not because of the capability of Moses himself,
乃是神与他同在。
But it's because of the presence of God with him.
那现在神说他要照样与摩西同在一样来与我同在。
And now God has promised that just as he was with Moses, he will be with me.
那天大的困难我也能跨越过去。
No matter what the difficulties from whatever situation,I should be able to overcome.
我们感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank our God.
当日神向约书亚说的话，今天也是说在我们每一个人的里头。
The very words that God spoke to Joshua at that time, He now speaks to us today.
那约书亚领以色列人去得那个属地的应许。
Joshua is to lead the Israelites to acquire, to attain the promised land.To attain this earthly promised land.
但是我们今天在神的选召的里头。
But for us today,
神是领我要领我们进入那一个属天的那个应许里。
God wants to lead us into this heavenly promise.
那当日他们进入迦南是有许多的困难。
The road for them into Canaan was had a lot of difficulties.
以后我们看下去就晓得，他们经过大大小小不知道多少次的征战，才得着迦南。
As we will see, as we come to study it throughout the entire book.Whether big or small, there are many battles which they must wage and enter.
那我们进入那属天的应许的完成呢？
Then as for us in our course into this heavenly promise,
我们也同样的要经过许许多多的征战。
we also must enter and engage in many, many battles.
但是只要神的同在不减少。
But the one constant factor is that God's presence will never be diminished.
那我们就没有什么难处是我们不能越过的。
And if that's the case, then there shouldn't be any difficulties that would be too hard for us to overcome.
那我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank our God.
这是非常非常宝贵的一段的话。
These words are so precious.
所以神说你就是要刚强壮胆。
And so he says, be strong and courageous. So God told Joshua that he must be strong and courageous.
你就一定能按着神的那一个应许来成就神所要做的事。
For you will be able to accomplish the work that God has desired for you to accomplish in accordance to His promise.
那我们感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank our God.
那么在约书亚他们跟以色列人有好大的困惑的时候。
When Joshua and the Israelites met up with difficulties,
神说话了。
God spoke.
神说了这些话。
And God spoke these words.
都是带着恩典的话。
And all these words were filled with grace.
都是带着供应的话。
All these words was filled with righteousness.
供应神做我们的 supply.
Filled with God's own provision.
那我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
我们从以色列人进迦南的这一点点的经历里。
As we study this small portion of history of the Israelites entering into Canaan.
我们看到属灵的路是怎么的走。
We should realize how we are to walk the spiritual path before us.
从出埃及开始。
From exiting Egypt to entering into Canaan.
那我们引用哥林多前书第十章里面的那个话，我们确实的知道。
If we utilize the words that are contained in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, we should know for ourselves.
我们念念那一句话，因为也许有好多弟兄姊妹们以前没有。
Let us
一同在交通过。
Let us turn to it because I don't think that we have had the opportunity to share with brothers and sisters in regards to it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10,
那我们先读第一节。
Let us first read verse 1.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过。
For I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact, brothers, that our forefathers were all under the cloud and that they all passed through the sea.
那然后我们就念，从接下去就讲到他们出埃及以后的一些的经历。
And then in the words to follow, it tells of the experience that their forefathers had as they exited Egypt.
那我们就看十一节。
And then we come to verse 11.
他们遭遇这些事都要作为鉴戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。
These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us on whom the fulfillment of the ages has come.
那您说到他们遭遇这些事都要作为鉴戒。
It tells us there that they are to stand firm, that they are not to fall.
11.
Oh, that these are to be warnings for them, for us.
我们留意中文翻成鉴戒的那个字。
As you see in the Chinese translation, what is the equivalent of examples? That is, uses the words examples.
那这一个鉴戒啊，它那个在原来的希腊文的那个意思里头。
From this vocabulary were sample examples or pattern in the original Hebrew.
有样式
tells us that there is a pattern.
有见证
there is a witness.
有那个警戒
there is a warning.
你的这个的意思在哪里？
In the original text, it contains all these warning, all these types.
那我们留意到这里头所说的事情。
Let's take notice of the words that are contained.
我们就晓得整个以色列人从埃及进迦南的那一段路程，都是我们的一个样品。
Example. So.All the experience of the Israelites from them exiting Egypt through the traveling through the wilderness and entering into Canaan, these were all done as an example for us to see.
那我们从他们的经历里头看到，从属灵的原则上就看到我们的经历。
Then when we look at their experience, then we should realize.The spiritual principles that are relevant to our experiences.
那从他们的失败的里头，我们也看到我们可能的失败。
When we see their failures, then we should realize that these are also situations where we could also fail.
那我们从他们的得胜的里面，我们也看见我们得胜的路是怎么走。
When we see where they were victorious.Then we should also recognize what type of path we must walk in order for us to be victorious as well.
那所以他们当日所走过的路，在属灵的原则上，也就是我们今天所走的那一条属灵的路。
So when we look upon the path that they had taken, and the spiritual principle and the spiritual reality that are manifested, then we should realize that these are also the paths that we must walk.In our spiritual walk.
那是所以，当我们来读到以色列人的出埃及进迦南的历史的时候
，So when we study the history of the Israelites as they exited Egypt and entered into Canaan，
我们千万不要把它简单到只是当年的历史的一个记录。
Do not ever simplify it just to becoming a recording of historical events.
我们求主给我们里头有看见
the Lord the Spirit gives us the insight from with insight of revelation
能以从他们的历史的里头看到我们今天属灵的路
that from their experiences that we might see the spiritual path that we must take
那这样对我们来说就有真正的造就
and if so then truly we would find value in these words
我们感谢神
we thank our God
约书亚当时所面对的那些困惑
Joshua in the the difficulties that Joshua has faces at that particular time
也是在原则上也是我们天天会面对的一些属灵的困惑
is also what we face on a day-to-day basis the very principles that we that are applicable to us
但是感谢你
We praise and thank our Lord.
神当日如何向约书亚说话
Just as God spoke to Joshua at that time,
神也每天向我们说同样的话
God also speaks the same words to us each and every day.
我们愿意天天听见神向我们说话
We should desire to hear God's words each and every day.
那我想我们今天晚上就这样在约书亚记里头起一个头。
I think that this will be our introduction into the book of Joshua.
下礼拜二回来以前，我盼望弟兄姊妹欢呼的把约书亚记第一章好好的读它几遍。
Before coming back for next week's study, we hope that brothers and sisters will carefully read through the book, the first chapter of Joshua.
因为约书亚记第一章啊，我们如果读透了，那整个约书亚记我们就看透了。
If we were to study it in depth, then we would spend a great deal of time just studying chapter 1.
因为整本约书亚记就是根据神跟约书亚说的那一段话来发生的。
Because the rest of the events that occurred and is recorded in Joshua stems from the very words that God speaks to Joshua that is recorded in chapter 1.
那上礼拜二我们还是要从第一节开，从头来开始。
Beginning next week, we will continue on, but we will once more go back to verse 1 and we will begin there again. Of course, it will not be a repeat of what we had just studied this evening.
我们是从另一个角度，另一个内容来看神向约书亚说的这段话。
Instead, we will look at the words that God spoke to Joshua from another perspective, from another angle.
那因为这神跟约书亚说的这一段话实在是太重要。
Because the words that God speaks to Joshua truly is has utmost importance.
对当时的以色列人来说是很重要。
For the Israelites at that time, it was very important.
在原则上，对今天在新约里面的每一个神的儿女。有同样的重要。
And in principle, for the children of God today, it holds the same importance.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
啊，盼望我们下次教宗以前，神先弟兄姊妹们说话。
It's our hope that prior to our meeting again next week for our study, that God will already have spoken to us.
那这样我们下次的交通就会更畅通了。
And in that regards, then our fellowship and our words that we'll share next week would be even that much better.
那我们就今天晚上就停在这里。
We will end our study here this evening.
我们请。